From Day to DeRocher to Magley, it's Double Play with DeRocher and Day. With their guest Sal Magley, here's another chapter of Double Play with DeRocher and Day. Welcome to another visit with baseball's most exciting and controversial couple, Lorraine Day and Leo DeRocher, with their guest for today, Sal Magley. From a recent poll of baseball's most outstanding hitters, it was established that the home run was the most difficult task to perform. Now, Leo, what's your opinion?
Not so hard to do. In 1938, in the All-Star game, I hit a home run.
Thank you, Leo. And, Lorraine, do you have anything to add to this?
It may read that way in the record books, Mr. DeRocher, but the home run didn't go any further out than the pitcher's mound. In fact, it was a bunt. Jimmy Fox picked it up and threw it to first, but Charlie Gehringer forgot to cover, and then Joe DiMaggio picked it up and threw it in the National League dugout. And while Hercules here was rounding the bases for this wonderful home run, Casey Stengel was dunking the ball in water.
Well, why did he do that, Lorraine?
Well, he said it was too hot to handle.
Pardon us, Leo. But while you and Lorraine discuss this matter in private, here's an important message. And now back to Double Play with Leo DeRocher and Lorraine Day and their guest for today, Sal the Barber Magley.
Hi there. I'm sure you know by now, fans, that our guest is the barber, Sal Magley, and that we're getting ready for a few close shaves on this show. And right off the bat, Sal, I have a letter here. It's just signed a Giant fan number one, Indianapolis, who says, I think it was very unfair to ban the players for jumping to the Mexican League. Well, I think we should ask you, since you were one of those players who was banned for jumping, do you think it was unfair?
I went in it with my eyes open, and most naturally for financial reasons. So when they banned me for 5 years, I deserved it. But the way things broke out right at the present time, I'm glad that it happened because I acquired quite a bit of experience in Mexico in my pitching there.
That you feel you wouldn't have acquired here if you had stayed?
If you start two or three times and you don't do so well, why, you never know when you get another start.
Yes, get that razor of yours well sharpened up because I want as many starts as you've had in the past and let's win some ball games.
Well, we'll try.
You mean there were so few pitchers there that no matter how badly you did, you still got your regular chance to start?
That's right, Lorraine. I got my regular start there and therefore I had to learn. Because most naturally, I don't like to get my ears pinned back. We had a great manager. He was a New York Giant coach, Adolph Lukey, one of the greatest curveball pitchers in the majors. I decided to learn how to pitch, and he taught me just what the curveball was supposed to be for, not throw it in the middle of the plate to hit that outside corner. And therefore, I achieved that, and I can thank the Lord that I did learn it and went to Mexico.
Sal, do you think it would be easy for a pitcher to win 30 games if he didn't always have to pitch against the top clubs?
No, it wouldn't, Lorraine, because you have to start every fourth day in relief, and it's the only possible way you can win 30 games. And you have to pitch against all the ball clubs. Like myself, I have a lot of trouble with those bottom place ball clubs because I think I don't bear down as much as I would if I pitch against Brooklyn.
You're telling me I have to go out there and stick a fork in you some of the time. You get lazy, especially when they give you a good lead.
I need a little needling now and then.
Well, Dizzy Dean won 30. How did
well,
he do?
Well, in the year that Dizzy Dean won 30, I was on the club with him. And Dizzy not only started every fourth ball game, but he relieved. I know that he went in many a ball game when the score was tied after the other pitcher or pitchers had pitched 10 or 11 innings, and Diz went in, and we would win it in the next two, and he'd get credit for the win. And I say that in order to win 30 or more, you really got to pitch every fourth day. You've got to beat the top and the bottom clubs all the way down the line, and you've got to have an awful lot of luck.
How many games did you start in 1951, Sal?
Well, I started 38 ball games.
And how many times did you relieve?
I relieved exactly five ball games in 1951.
Well, so it would have been pretty tough.
Yes,
you
it
can
would.
See that.
It sure would.
Well, speaking of winners, we would like to have our sponsor tell you a few words right now about a winner.
And now back to Double Play with DeRocher and Day.
I think it might be very interesting to discuss nicknames. Your own, for instance, Sal.
Well,
how did you get the name of the Barber?
It happened in St. Louis. I believe it was the second start you gave me, Leo.
You talked me into that, too. You had to go out and pitch so well the first time, I used you again.
Well, the reason why, you didn't have anybody else. You know that.
He was desperate.
I'm tickled to death I didn't have anyone else.
Well, I am, too. I'm not a barber in trade, but,
And it has nothing to do with your being Italian.
No, it hasn't. It happened in St. Louis. I pitched this peculiar game. I left 13 men on bases, allowed 11 hits. I walked 7, one of my wild days. And I beat them 3-0. So the next day I pick up the paper and I read Sal Magley the Barber. So right away I see who wrote it. It was Jim McCulley from the news. And I got a hold of him. I said, Jim, what's the idea of calling me the Barber? He said, well, Sal, in yesterday's game you sure gave us a close shave. So
what I want to know is, how were you feeling during this wild game that Sal was pitching? You must have been up and down that dugout drinking water, chewing gum.
In St. Louis, it's a rough dugout, and you have to go underneath to get to the water. But I give you my word, I made many a trip from that corner back underneath and back out before he got through, as he says, walking 7 and 11 hits and 13 men left on base. Any given time, we could have been beaten with a base hit.
You mean you could have pulled him out of that game at any given moment?
Yes, but he had won the start previous to this one, and I just figured I'm going to let him go, and he told you the truth when he said I didn't have anyone else.
Well, you know, Sal isn't the only cool, calm, collected member of his family. You know, when he's out on the mound, he looks so cold, like he has ice water in his veins. But his wife, Kay, never gets worried in the stands. She just sits there, no matter what kind of trouble you're in, and I look over to where she's sitting, she's just as calm.
That's where Leo should be.
Such confidence in
you. How can I be that way with you guys out there, ball one, ball two?
You don't have to worry. I don't.
Oh, I know, yeah. We win a ball game 1-0, fans. 2-1. 10-11 innings, and when the players all file in the clubhouse, they all look at me like I got four heads, and they say, we had them all the way.
Going back to nicknames, although I know you don't
like
yours.
Don't ask me how I got mine.
Yes, I want to know who gave it to you. Someone must have given it to you.
Yes, but it's been so long ago that I can't remember. But it must be because I barbered with the umpires or with somebody, or I was a fresh busher. They told me I was fresher than paint when I first come up, and I guess they were right. And so one day I'd come out in the paper, Lippy DeRocher, and it stuck with me ever since.
Do you like your nickname?
Yes, I do.
Leo doesn't like his.
He doesn't.
But nicknames are very interesting. I think it's wonderful. Bobby Thompson's is so colorful to be called the Royal Scott Express. What are some of the other nicknames?
Oh, there's so many of them, like Dizzy Dean and Daffy Dean and all those kind of names, and the Wild Horse of the old days.
Now, how would he pick up the name of Daffy? Because he was a very quiet fellow.
Dizzy just said, I'm the big man in this family. I'm Dizzy, and you're Daffy.
Well, I love the name that Sheldon has. Sheldon Jones is Available Jones, and I asked him about it, and he said, when I first came up, the manager had used just about every pitcher there was, and he looked down the bench, and he said, well, who's available? And he said, I stood up. And he said, I am. Where did some other nicknames come from? Well, why did they call Babe Ruth, for instance? Why didn't they call him George Ruth?
Well, it's just one of those things, honey. You're asking a lot of questions here. How do we know what happened to nicknames? We got
all right,
enough
Luke
trouble
Gary,
trying to win a ball game.
No, I want to find this out because women, I think, are very interested in nicknames. I think they're interested in the personalities that nicknames imply.
Well, I got some news for you, Sally. I'm folding my arms and looking at her. If she's going to get the answer to any nickname, she's going to have to come up with them herself, because I don't know what she's talking about.
You don't?
I don't know a thing about it.
Didn't they call Gehrig the Iron Horse?
Yes, they called him the Iron Horse because he played in so many consecutive ball games over a span of years.
Well, that's
very
what I want to know. Now,
we'll ask the question and we'll
simple.
Try and answer it.
All right, well, now let me think of somebody.
Now, there you are.
All right, the Wild Horse of the Osage.
The Wild Horse of the Osage, Pepper Martin, because when he run, the dirt flew behind him and he dove head first, and he played the game rough and tough from the time it started until it was over.
It had nothing to do with his playing football.
Nothing whatsoever to do with his playing football.
And Frankie Frisch, of course, was called the Fordham Flash because he came from Fordham.
And that was because he was a great football player. Now, he did have something to do with that. He was the Fordham Flash. He was a great football player,
so
Frisch was.
He carried the name over.
That's right.
And Alvin Blackie Dark, where did he get that name? Because he has black hair?
I think because his last name is Dark, so they have to have something to coincide with.
In fact, I never heard of Alvin Dark.
The first time I ever started reading about Alvin Dark, they always said Alvin Blackie Dark.
All the women find all the things to read about the players that have got nicknames.
Very few women are ever interested in batting averages and the technical side of baseball, and so the things they're interested are the personalities of the players.
How good-looking they are.
Oh, sure, and I think both of you are very handsome. Now, does that make you feel good?
Go ahead. Any more questions?
Yes.
We'll answer anything for you now.
Now I'm in.
Sure, now you're
well,
in.
I want to know about which part do you prefer to pitch in?
He better prefer to pitch in all of them. I know that.
Well, he must have some preference.
Well, I like to pitch in big ballparks, about 500 feet in left field and 500 in right.
That's...
And have a fellow like Thompson and Willie Mays out there and get everything.
He wants three gazelles in the outfield,
and he
four guys
absolutely
in the infield.
Absolutely impossible to hit a home run.
Right.
I think that all parks should be exactly the same to test the true value of a pitcher and a hitter.
But I don't think that he has any trouble in any ballpark. A fellow that wins 23... and loses eight. Is that what you lost?
No, Leo. I lost six.
Where were you, weren't you?
Well, I wasn't around.
I
wasn't watching them, honey. I had my head down all day long when they were going on that drive. But a fellow that wins 23 and loses six, he doesn't have too much to worry about in what ballpark he pitches.
How very true. Well, Sal, it's been wonderful having you with us on our little show, Double Play, and I'm sure the fans enjoyed it. And we enjoyed having the fans with us, too. And please write and tell us about the things you'd like to hear discussed or questions you would like us to ask any special guests. And if we have them on our show, if they can be with us, we'll ask them. Okay? See you next week, same time, same station.
You've been listening to another chapter of Double Play with baseball's most exciting couple, Lorraine Day and Leo DeRocher. Today, Lorraine and Leo had as their guest Sal Magley. Join us when, again, it's time for Double Play with Leo DeRocher and Lorraine Day, plus another big-time guest star. Double Play is produced by Marty Martin, directed by Ted Nealon, and is a Marted production.